Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Jesse.
Good morning.
Jesse, it's time to do some auditions for a theater coming up. Now, when we say theater, people have different kinds of interpretations of that. But let's first give the dates of the audition, and then we'll talk about the play.
All right. So audition dates are July 12th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. and July 13th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
And where?
At the First United Methodist Church in the Sanctuary.
Okay. Jesse, I think when we say this is First Methodist Church and so on, and Jesse, that's who you work for, people are going, well, that's just for the Methodists.
Absolutely not. Anybody can come audition.
It's and that's the fun part. I mean, you've done one that I know of, and you even allowed a Presbyterian to be in it.
We did. It was so much fun.
So, again, we want to emphasize, and we will again, that this is open to everyone. Tell us about the story, the play. What's it going to be about?
This is called Leaving Iowa, and it is a great story about a man, a young man that name is Don, and he goes back home. He's a writer. He goes back home to Iowa to take his dad's ashes back to the family farm. And so as he's driving with his dad's ashes in the front seat, he reminisces about past family vacations that they took. Everybody's had those road trips. You know, those road trips that you're like, the kids are yelling in the back seat, and you get lost, and you don't end up where you're supposed to end up. And they're just so much fun when you look back. At the time, frustrating, but now so funny, and they make great memories. And that is what this story is about.
So, you know, we get to hear all of those reminiscing. And as that happens, just as you said, it's happened to everybody. So that brings up our own memories. I think that's one of the powerful things about a theater, about play, is that it really can involve us. And right away, I'm guessing we're going to start remembering some of those same kinds of things.
Absolutely.
Now, is this all serious and sad, or are there some funny things, too?
Oh, no, it's really funny. There's sentimental parts. There's hilariously funny parts. There's parts where, like, oh, yeah, that totally happened to us. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you are going to remember, and it's going to take you back to those childhood memories.
Okay. How many in the cast?
There is 6 people in the cast, 3 male, 3 female. There is the brother, Don, as his sister, the father and mother, and then there are 2 extras. And they play everybody that Don meets along the way. So when the car breaks down, they play the mechanics. They play the people at the hotel. They play everybody else. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds fun. Now, and it has to be fun because it also is quite time-consuming. You're doing these auditions in July.
Yep.
And the performance is when?
The performance will be September 19th, excuse me, September 19th at 7:30. In the Sanctuary, and September 20th at 3 in the Sanctuary.
Okay, so this will not be a dinner theater.
No, this one's not a dinner theater, no.
Okay. Whatever, whatever works. And now, do you know anything about the author of this?
You know, he's from Iowa, and I read up a little bit about him, but I don't know 100%. I do know that in the story, Winterset is brought up, so it does touch base. I mean, it's right around us. You hear about landmarks in Iowa, and maybe you traveled there with your family, and you're like, oh, yeah, I know exactly where that's at. They're great authors, and I've seen this performed one other time at the Wilson down in Red Oak, and it's been a couple years. I got the script, I reread it, and I forgot how funny mm-hmm. the writing really is. I was like, oh, we have to do this show.
Yeah. Well, and I was sort of thinking the author, I'm not sure why this sounds familiar to me, but I was sort of thinking that the author was from Iowa, which, as you say, then makes it even more kind of, we can buy into that since, everybody that's in the audience is probably from Iowa, although we might have some visitors from outside. I shouldn't assume that everybody is, but have some kind of relationship to Iowa. And if not, to other rural areas, so it would pertain no matter where, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, that's what somebody said, well, how will I know I like the show? You're going to know you like the show if you've ever been on a road trip, if you've ever been in a car, if you've ever drove a car, if you know someone who has a car, if you've ever had any family vacation, been in Iowa, lived in Iowa, it will pertain to you. It's a great show.
Okay, somewhere in there we'll touch our own experiences.
Yes.
Jesse, let's talk a little bit about you. I mean, this this takes effort and work to put all of this together. What's your background in theater?
I started theater just as a hobby at Shenandoah down in the Southwest Iowa Theater Group, and really got into it, and I just kind of did show after show after show, and I was doing 2 and 3 shows a year, and so I performed down there. I've done a couple at the Wilson in Red Oak, and I've done a couple at Clarinda for their summer theater shows, and I grew up singing, and I love musicals, and then I did a couple straight plays, and those are just as much fun. So I just love theater.
You have a beautiful voice, so I was going to ask you about musicals. What are some of the ones that you've been in?
I have done Oklahoma, Wizard of Oz, Godspell, Snoopy, Honk, South Pacific. I'm trying to think. I know that, 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. I'm sure there's a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
Quilters, that was a good one.
Yes.
There's a lot of them.
I've not seen that one, but I've heard really good reviews about that. So, Jesse, were you in plays when you were in kindergarten, in high school? You know, as you look back, when did this love for theater start?
Well, my mom and my aunt did theater long before I was born, and even after I was born, they did some theater. And I, you know, you do school musicals and stuff, but I came from a very small town, so we didn't have a big theater performance area. But we did do a couple shows, and I did a couple during high school, and kind of got out of it. And you know, one day I was sitting around, I thought, you know, that'd be kind of fun. I love to sing. I bet I'd meet some new people there.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried out, and I got a part, and I did. I just fell in love with the people and the family that you make as a cast. And I was like, you know, I've got to keep doing this. This is just awesome.
And so now you're bringing it here. And, you know, Atlantic in the past, Cass County has done some great musicals, great theater, but it's been a while. So, Jesse, you're kind of bringing this back to us.
We're really hoping. I've talked to a few people around the community that said, oh, we just missed that. It used to be a big thing, and we really want to get this back. And so, yeah, there's several of us that are just talking about, you know, trying to slowly get it back into Atlantic and hopefully building up a theater again.
Mm-hmm. Many talented people in the area. There is no reason not to have this done here. Last weekend, I went to Holstein, which is, I think, a smaller town than Atlantic, and they even have a performing theater, kind of not quite as nice as Red Oaks, I must admit. But still, for a small town to have a performing theater place, and because that's one of the challenges, of course, is to have a place. But other people can do it. There's no reason we can't do it here. And as I say, lots of talented people.
And there are venues. And that's what, you know, I work at the church here, and that's what I offer up as a venue to have theater back in Atlantic.
Okay. Great starting place. And again, these auditions are open to anyone.
Yep.
So let's kind of review here the number of people, when and where they need to audition, and some of that good information we need to remind people about.
All right. So auditions for 3 male and 3 female cast members will be July 12th at the First United Methodist Church from 3 to 5 in the sanctuary, and again the next night at July 13th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 in the sanctuary. And our performance dates are September 19th at 7:30 and September 20th at 3 p.m.
Okay. Are you the director?
Yes.
Okay. But any other assistance, I'm sure, would be gladly accepted.
Yeah, if you like to build and you want to help build set, or you like to paint, I can use all the help that we can get.
Okay.
And, again, it's for anybody in the community. So.
Very good. Well, I know that you will have a great time, Jesse, getting together, as you mentioned, make new friends, just have a great time together. A lot of laughs, a lot of work, a lot of fun, and time. It does take time. But the benefits you reap have to be a really positive kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The time is definitely worth it when you get the friends and the camaraderie and just everything together. It's definitely worth the time.
Okay. And so if anybody has questions, they can, of course, contact you at the First Methodist Church in Atlantic.
Absolutely.
And then we want to thank you very much, Jesse Parkinson, for visiting with us about the auditions for Leaving Iowa.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought. You are not put on this planet to make everyone happy. You're here to be your best you.